It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, welcome to Monday Border Crossings on the air once again, back with requests and dedications. And as you just heard in the news, if you're asking yourself, did I hear correctly? Did I hear what I thought I heard? Yes, you did. Legendary rock star David Bowie, who has released many, many albums as David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust. He's been around for many, many years, back in the 70s, late 60s, 70s, and he has lost a battle with cancer, which he fought for the past 18 months. On Sunday, he died at the age of 69. We're going to start off today's show with a song that is the title track from an album called Young Americans, which gave David Bowie his number one, very first number one hit, Fame, which came from this album, Young Americans. So here we are, back to 1976. David Bowie, remembered in music on Border Crossings. Border Crossings, and that is from David Bowie, who passed away yesterday, surrounded by his family. And David Bowie's career goes beyond just music. He was on Broadway in the 80s. He was in the lead in The Elephant Man. He appeared in a number of different films. He was in Marlene Dietrich's last film, Just a Gigolo, in 1978, and a number of other films as well, and worked with director Martin Scorsese. Very handsome guy, a very talented, versatile guy. Gave us many, many different kinds of music, dance, disco, rock, you know, you name it. One of my favorites was Changes by David Bowie. He gave so many different songs, worked with a number of bands and artists over the years. And one interesting fact about David Bowie, his real name was David Jones when he was born in 1947, but he changed his name because of David Jones in the Monkees, Davy Jones. So he changed his name to David Bowie. That's why he took the name David Bowie. But he is gone, and he will never be forgotten. Left us with a lot of great memories. David Bowie gone at age 69. I still remember him singing with Bing Crosby, doing that White Christmas song on a TV special here in the United States. Or was it Little Drummer Boy? That was it, Little Drummer Boy, the two of them at the piano did on a TV show in the 70s. But always a class act, David Bowie. Seems interesting now. You know, unfortunately, we're losing a lot of artists. Natalie Cole passed away not too long ago, and her funeral is today. And Chaka Khan is going to be singing at her funeral, at Natalie Cole's funeral. All right, this is Border Crossings. Let's cheer things up a little bit. Let's see if we can put a smile on your face, make you a little happy instead of bad news. Let's play a song for Jackie of Ethiopia, and this is the Jacksons' Shake Your Body right here on Border Crossings.
Marlon Jackson.
I'm Tito.
Jermaine.
Jackie Jackson.
Are you listening to Voice of America?
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice.
twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh, let me redeem, oh, redeem on myself tonight. 'Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. But I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now? Say sorry. Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
Crossings, and for Justin Bieber, it's never too late to say sorry, and he seems to say that a lot. In fact, he is now saying it again as the result of an incident that took place over the weekend. He was in Mexico. He was visiting a sacred ruins in Tulum, a part of Mexico, Mexico City, and he went to the Mayan site of these ruins. And he was apparently drunk, and his group with him was drunk. And what he did was he started to climb on the ruins. And you're not supposed to do that. Disrespectful. So he was asked to leave. The Mexican authorities asked him and his group to please leave. Oh, Justin Bieber, come on now. You got to get it together. You keep saying sorry enough. You know, we've heard it in the song, and we hear it in the real life, too. Justin Bieber by request. That's for Adam in Kenya. Tune in to Border Crossings. Justin Bieber does appear in a brand new film, a Zoolander 2. The commercials have started to air for that with Ben Stiller in the lead role as Zoolander. Interesting character. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Now, while we're on the subject of interesting and bizarre news, I want to also mention to you that yesterday was Global No Pants Day. Boy, I'm glad I missed that one. A lot of people on the train got on the train without pants here in the United States, all across the U.S. And this is a global thing. This is something that started a few years ago. This isn't just in the U.S. and it's not just in Washington, D.C. It's global. So I'm sure that somewhere around the globe, there were people walking around without pants. And if you're wondering why, that's the reason. I wonder if Justin Bieber had his pants on when he was at Tulum. I don't know. All right, it's Border Crossings. If you want to join us, call 202-619-2077. That's the phone number. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to our, I guess it's Twitter address and send us a tweet, twitter.com. You can tweet to BCVOA, or you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and join all of our Facebook friends like Mary Buckman and Augustino, Aya Beng Charles, also heard from, let's see, Rhea Lorvin, Solomon Agustrush. They've checked in. Body Max, Max, Stephen Samsonic. Heard from Stephen Samsonic. So thank you very much, everybody, for going to Facebook over the weekend. Carl Coley, Get a Benny, Germania Lenciano. Heard from Brooke Bafuka, Jessica Cunningham. So thanks, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and sending us your messages. Up next, Jan in Holland requested this song from Chuck Berry's collection. I've worked with Chuck Berry a couple times. What a legendary, iconic figure this guy is. And all of his music is, you know, over the years, still regarded and revered as the greatest guitar, rock guitar work of all time. And I know that in October, Chuck celebrated his 89th birthday. He doesn't perform very much these days because of his health. But here's Chuck Berry, and this is No Particular Place to Go for everybody in Holland.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow with no particular place to go. Particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
VOA 1.
I don't. wasting tonight on you.
Crossings. Selena Gomez, she's sick of that same old love. In fact, she was asked about her relationship with Justin Bieber, and she said, "I am so over that question. Please stop asking." Apparently, she doesn't want to talk about it. It's been over and done with for a while now. People keep revisiting the issue. She's moved on. In fact, Selena Gomez was at the Golden Globes after party. She was at the Golden Globes, and then she went to the after party, which was hosted by, I guess, In Style and Warner Brothers. And she was spotted looking for Ryan Gosling and Brad Pitt because she said they're hot. I want to find the hot guys. So she was open about that fact. And then People Magazine asked her, do you have a crush on Ryan Gosling? And she said, I mean, is that even a question? So there you go. Having fun at the Golden Globe after party. Now, speaking of the Golden Globe Awards, a lot of big celebrities there with a lot of surprises. I'm going to look at some of the winners and tell you what they were. First of all, the Golden Globe Awards are usually the precursor to the Oscars. You know, it's kind of what goes on there. Not always, not exactly, but usually it kind of is a little tip off of what's going to happen at the Oscars. Best Picture was The Revenant, which is a new film with Leonardo DiCaprio. The director won Best Director as well for directing The Revenant. So this is the hot film to see right now. Leonardo DiCaprio, it's set in the 1700s. He is out in the wilderness. He's attacked by a bear, and he had to survive a near-death experience and go through the rapids. He's in the snow. And it's a very interesting story, and apparently they had to endure some severe weather conditions during the filming of this movie. And, you know, the water was sub-freezing. I don't know, Leo always seems to find freezing water, whether it be the Titanic or this film. I don't know, he's always in freezing water. But anyway, he won the Best Actor for the drama role he played in The Revenant, so congratulations to Leo. He's been nominated for an Oscar 5 times, so maybe this time he'll win. Seems likely, who knows. The Best Picture for a Musical or Comedy. Now, this surprised everybody because this isn't a musical, and it's not really a comedy. The Martian with Matt Damon stuck on Mars. And I don't know. But anyway, that's, you know, the director came up, Ridley Scott, to get his Best Director for a comedy. And he said, comedy? The Martian? Okay. So there you go. Mr. Robot was the best TV show in America. Brie Larson was the best actress in a drama for Room, which is this very compelling, intriguing story about this boy who's raised in a room outside of the sunlight, outside of the world. And then eventually he gets to go outside of this room and how he adapts and how he deals with life outside of this room. Let's see. Also, Jennifer Lawrence got Best Actress in a Comedy for her role in Joy. Lady Gaga got a role award, a Golden Globe, for winning for American Horror Story. And she was up there accepting the award. And she was in some very good company, the other people who were nominated. You know, people like Queen Latifah and some other big names. So she was shocked to get that. Harrison Ford, I saw him on TV at the Golden Globe Awards. He's funny to watch. He was like, you know, the oldest guy there, the oldest guy in the room. And he has just achieved a very impressive honor, which has nothing to do with the Golden Globes, but it has everything to do with Star Wars. He's Han Solo in the new Star Wars, and he was in the original one back in the 70s. Star Wars has just, it was number one at the box office again, it has just made Harrison Ford the most successful financial grossing actor of all time in box office history. 41 films for Harrison Ford. And with the Star Wars picking up another $40-50 million over the weekend, bringing their total to $764 million for that film, he now has grossed $4.6 billion in his roles in films. Now, he hasn't earned that, but his films have made $4.6 billion. So there you go. Congratulations to Harrison Ford. All right. And by the way, Selena Gomez, the request was from a Walu, England geographer. On Facebook, also heard from McGarry Machuki in Kenya and Jesse in Nigeria. I thank you guys for checking in and letting us know that you're with us. The phone lines are open, 202-619-2077, if you would like to call in. Selena's going out on tour this year for her new album, Revival. She's glad to have 2015 behind her. She was diagnosed with lupus. She underwent chemotherapy. She broke up with Justin Bieber. It was all an up-and-down year for her, so hopefully 2016 is a better year for Selena Gomez. Coming up next, a request from Niambo Jacob in Nigeria, who asked us to play this for a friend whose name is Clement Manasseh, and all Nigerians, wishing them a Happy New Year. And this song is from Westlife. It's Queen of My Heart on Border Crossings.
So here we stand in our secret place, where the sound of the crowd is so far away. And you take my hand, and it feels like home. We both understand it's where we belong. So how do I say goodbye? We both have our dreams, we both wanna fly. So let's take tonight to carry us through the lonely times. I'll always look back as I walk away. This memory eternity, and all of our tears will be lost in the rain when I find my way back to your arms again. But until that day, you know you are
the queen of my heart. Let's take tonight, never let go. While dancing we'll kiss like there's no tomorrow. As the stars sparkle down like a diamond ring, I'll treasure this moment till we meet again. But no matter how you
London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye.
Of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes alone with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want.
Crossings, Meghan Trainor, John Legend, like I'm going to use and lose you. And that is a request from Surafel Gashaw. And that's for his lovely lady, Hymenaut, listening to Border Crossings. Meghan Trainor recently spoke at the People's Choice Awards last week. She said she's got a new album coming out in the next couple of months. And she also slipped and said the album is called Thank You and features a song called Thank You. So not really sure if that's 100% true, but we'll see. John Legend, meanwhile, trying to figure out a baby name for their new baby that's coming. Chrissy Teigen and John are going to be parents, so they're working on baby names. And then they told E.T. that they've got a few choices, a few things in mind, but they haven't really decided until they see the baby. Of course, you got to see the baby and say, hey, you know, he said, we're so excited, and we come up with new names every day, but it's an ongoing list. So there you go. And he has a new TV show, by the way, in case you didn't realize this. John Legend has a show called Underground on the WGN TV network. So didn't know that, just read about it. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings Monday program, starting off this week together. You can still get those 2016 calendars if you let us know where to send one. We will. Call in 202-619-2077 and tell Vince what your mailing address is so he can mail it to you. 202-619-2077. A lot of people write me on Facebook and say, Larry, how can I get the calendar? Well, call Vince and he'll mail it to you. We need your postal home mailing address, 202-619-2077, or email it to him, bordercrossings@voa.gov. Elias checked in on Facebook. Germania, Alexo, they are with us today. Thank you very much for going to the Facebook page. Ali Ahmed is here. Makias is here. Messe Alemu, Alexo Getahun, Sam Zanuga. Let's see, Rita Mbabazi. So welcome, Rita. That's a new listener, new name. I'm glad to have you with us, tuned into the show today. Thank you so much for joining us on Border Crossings. And keep those messages coming our way on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's where you can write in, request a song. Elise checked in. Heard from Mary and Augustino and Kenyi and Justin. So thank you. Go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Brian Cabasso in Zambia requested this next song. Brian said that they've had some transmission problems in Zambia with Border Crossings only getting about half the show. So hopefully he's getting this half, because here's his request. Brian, this is for you. It's Lucky Dubé with Release Me on Border Crossings.
I'm on my way around, yeah, very well.
London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me. I put you high up in the sky and now say I just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break you up. All you ever did was wreck me. I came in like a wrecking ball. Yeah, I just closed my eyes.
Miley Cyrus, who is a one-woman wrecking ball herself. This is Border Crossings, and that request is from Lul Staholic Poll on Facebook. So, Lul, thank you for joining us on our show. Miley Cyrus, according to the tabloids, is trying to revive her relationship with Liam Hemsworth. The two of them have been spotted together, holding hands, having dinner, and you might recall they were once engaged to be married. And then they broke it off. So we shall see if they have, in fact, resumed their relationship. She's out on tour with her band, The Dead Pets. I'm Larry London, and I want to say hello to Doka Creative Studios. I got a call from Sarah, who's in Ethiopia listening, and she has her own little clothing studio, which sells clothing and handmade items. And they are Doka Creative Studios in Ethiopia, and they are listening to Border Crossing. So thank you, Doka Creative Studios. Thank you to all the taxi drivers who put us on. Thank you to everybody around the world who are supportive of the show. And hopefully this week, if not this week, soon, we're back on the air, Josh FM 99 in Pakistan. All right, coming up next, we have a request from Annie Ofay, who writes in regularly on Facebook saying, when's my request? When is today the day? Annie, it takes 3 to 5 days to get a request on. And so your number's been called. It's your time. And here is your request, Annie Ofe. This is a song called Heaven from Bryan Adams. Border Crossings and Bryan Adams with a song called Heaven. And thank you for that request here on our show. We appreciate hearing from you all around the world. That song was requested by Annie Ofe. I'm Larry London, and Border Crossings is done for today. But we will return and resume tomorrow. And I hope you'll come back and join us again for the show. Bring some friends. Pass the word along to people that we're here for an hour of music, requests, dedications. We've got guests in our studio. We've got giveaways. It's all happening here on Border Crossings for an hour at 1500 Universal every day. I want to thank Greg Burns, our engineer today, and Vince Bonner, producer-director. My name is Larry London, and we will see you again tomorrow right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.